On Classic Hits, g'day, Charles Maxwell here for your mornings. Well, the Devonport Jazz in July is barely a week away. Over 40 acts, 400 performers, and starting tomorrow on mornings, we'll be having a daily catch-up with festival organiser Marie Brozinski, but today we're in for a treat. As well as being a qualified pilot, TV and radio presenter, inventor and rally driver, my next guest is one of Australia's most talented and recognisable musicians. He'll be in Devonport next week, but right now he's on the phone. Very good morning to James Morrison.
Good morning, Charles.
Now, James, well, thanks for coming to Devonport next week in advance.
Thanks very much, mate. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a fantastic thing. I was just listening to you there about 400 performers in all those groups. It sounds like a great program.
Well, festivals like Jazz in July, they're a great opportunity for people to get together and enjoy music and celebrate music. What is it about music that we find so engaging?
Mate, that's a big question. Look, there's all sorts of theories and all sorts of things. All I know is, from the experience end of it, just doing it all my life, is there's nothing like it. There's something about music that speaks to human beings very, very directly and just gets us. And I know it got me at a very early age. And I get the privilege of spending the rest of my life, bringing that kind of joy to people. It's just fantastic.
Well, last week, actually, I spoke with Jane Rutter, the flautist, and she was saying the flute is first and foremost a voice and music is the secret language of the world. How old were you when you discovered that you spoke the language?
I think I was about 7. And for me, firstly, it was the trumpet. And of course, I play a bunch of things now. I'll have a few things with me next week when I come. But each musician finds their voice, I guess, and how they want to say what they want to say. But I just love the effect it has on people. You know, I spend my life having people come up to me after performances and saying how moved they were or how great it's made them feel. Or, you know, it's just a wonderful thing. And that's why I spend a lot of time with kids too and encourage them to play music and getting people to make music themselves.
It's a bit of an understatement to say that you play a few instruments. On your last album, Snappy 2, the latest album, it's big band arrangements, and apart from the drums, you play every instrument on the album. How hard was that to record each part?
It's not too difficult. There are certainly some things to sort out. What have I got? 4 trumpets, 4 trombones, 5 saxes, piano, bass, guitar, and there's a bit of clarinet and a bit of banjo on there too. The hardest thing is not playing the instruments, it's having the band in your head before it exists on the recording. Because when you play the first part on its own, you can't play like you're playing a solo. You've got to play like you're playing with a big band, or it won't sound right at the end. And that's the hardest thing, keeping this imaginary big band in your mind that you're playing with and playing appropriately for that, rather than what you're actually hearing, you know, as you put down the parts.
I'm sure you're up for it, definitely.
Oh, mate, it was great fun.